Kempire is brought to you by...
Thank you, Philly, for a fantastic show at City Winery. Shout out to City Winery in Philadelphia. You guys were amazing behind the scenes, during the show, production, the food, everything was amazing. But don't forget, guys, I'm coming to City Winery in Boston on May 30th. Don't wait till the last minute to get your tickets. Start planning your trip to Boston. If you don't live in Boston, you want to come see our Kempire After Dark live show. We will then be in Nashville on July 11th, Atlanta the next day on July 12th. We will also be in Seattle for a special live show coming there on August 30th. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are working on more cities. Stay tuned. Make sure you're following us on all socials so you don't miss out on any of the dates, our new dates for the Kempire After Dark live show. Thanks so much for everyone that's seen the show, supported, and is spreading the word. I love meeting all of you.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Perfect. Thank you. Sorry, y'all. Oh. Muted. Look. It is, well, then you know what? I'm glad I was muted because y'all did not need to hear what I had to say. I was talking about food. I was talking about what I wanted to eat. Fine. Fine, fine, fine. This is a one-man show, okay? This is a one-man show. Thank you, John Doe. John says that. Thank you all. All right. Welcome back to the show. That is my cue for us to get into our recap of Married to Medicine Season 10, Episode 17, the reunion part 3, the final part of the reunion. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. For those that are listening to this, I have posted a photo of Apollo Nida at the Married to Medicine reunion. And by the end of it, I'm saying to myself, it was nice to see you, but why the hell are you here? Look, we've been saying this throughout the season in regards to Phaedra. Why the hell are you here? Why are you here? And she knew she had to do something. Phaedra knew she had to pull something out the bag in order to for people to be like, bring Phaedra back next season. This wasn't it for me. I'm wondering why. Why are you here? We never met your doctor cartoon boyfriend. You barely gave up any of your personal life. She knew she had to share something in regards to what they talked about on Real Housewives of Atlanta. As you know, the producers over at Married to Medicine, they were like grasping to bring over the Real Housewives of Atlanta viewers to this show because they've been asking, bring Phaedra back. However, the ratings, although they've been doing well this season for Married to Medicine, it wasn't because of Phaedra. Please understand, Phaedra brought nothing this season. She brought nothing, but she brought Apollo, and she says she knew Apollo was coming there. She decided to bring Apollo. She says because people were joking and asking about Apollo and things like that. Toya was like, I wasn't joking. I just was curious as to why he was not at his son's birthday party, which I understand that question. Andy had to give Apollo a hug. Andy, you just want to touch that man. Hands off. Hands off. Haven't you learned anything from the Brandy and the Leah McSweeney of it all? Oh, wait. I'm playing. Am I? Look, am I? All right. So Andy's like, I gotta give Apollo a hug. Here's the thing. Can we just say it? Because I know a lot of people won't say it. Apollo went to jail. No, not that part. We know he went to jail. But let me tell you something. If Apollo Nida wasn't an attractive man, y'all would say a lot more about Apollo being a former incarcerated mother father. And Apollo, we have not forgotten that you allegedly are cheating on your current wife. Okay? Allegedly. Based off the text messages and the ring cam footage. If Apollo was ugly... the first thing that comes out of your mouth, out of your mouths are like, Apollo is so cute. Okay. Let me remind you what he went to jail for. Okay, I don't remember what he went to jail for. It was like bank fraud, wire fraud, all this other stuff. Like he did, and this was his second stint in the slammer. The second stint, you know what, Amanda, you know what? Amanda said, where did Amanda's comment go? Amanda said, Apollo can give me a hug. You know what, Amanda. Y'all let things slide with pretty people that y'all would not let slide with people that are not so pretty. Let's be honest. And I'm not saying that I'm not guilty of it. Oh, K-Baby, you're right. K-Baby says jail and prison are very different. Apollo was in prison. For the second time. Look, Buckstar says, okay, Kemp, you got us. See? If it was Peter Thomas, and Peter Thomas is a good-looking man, but no. If it was Peter Thomas, you guys would be, y'all drag him now, and he's not even in prison. And y'all simply forget what Apollo has been accused of. What about his victims? And I know you're probably thinking, he doesn't have any victims, Kempire. No, because stealing from banks. Matter of fact, he does have victims. Hold on. I can't remember all the stats, all the details of his crimes, but there are victims. But y'all let it slide because y'all think Apollo is cute and he looks good. You know, prison didn't do him justice. He looks great. Oh, really? Would you date him? Oh, you probably would. Red flags, Risa Tisa. Red flags. So Apollo comes out at this reunion and it's very clear. I wouldn't be surprised if Phaedra is paying him to do this. I wouldn't be surprised she's paying him to do this. Because he literally came out there as Phaedra's soldier. He literally came out there as Phaedra's soldier. So Apollo talks about how when he first came out of prison, things were a little rough between him and Phaedra. They were at the Chick-fil-A, you know, doing the child exchange. But he says, now their relationship is impeccable. Did you learn those words in prison? No, I'm playing. I'm just reminded of Real Housewives of New Jersey. So he said that their relationship is great. It's impeccable right now. All right. So they talk about that. And Phaedra says the reason why she invited Apollo is because the girls were wondering and they were making jokes and they were asking about him. So that's why she brought him. Yeah, sure. Sure, Jan. We believe you. Look, y'all are lusting after this man that will steal your identity, allegedly. I don't think I have to even say allegedly. He went to prison for it. So I just decided to remind you guys, this man that you guys are lusting over is the same man that might. Okay. What was he in the shoe for? Andy, you should have asked the question. What was he in the shoe for? He was in the shoe, solitary confinement, for 90 days. What did he do in prison? Oh, wait. Elsa says, well, Elsa, you're also a Taurus, right? Elsa says, Kemp, I don't drag Peter because of his appearance, because I love dark-skinned men. I drag Peter because he's broke. Tauruses don't do broke. He is $9 million. Peter Thomas, $9 million he owes. And he says, did not get none. Okay, sir. Oh, Pete, speaking of Peter, Pete says, you just hit it and quit it. Just hide your valuables or meet him at a nice hotel suite. Or invite him over for some Netflix and chill. Damn, Naisha says, y'all, I need y'all to do better. Naisha says, sorry, Kempire, it's not working. He can still get it. Red flags, Risa Tisa. Red flags. And this is why I always say what Charlamagne said about Risa Tisa and big back behavior. I was like, sir, there are all kinds of people out here ignoring red flags. Case in point, our audience right now. Y'all are just ignoring the red flags. this wasn't his first stint in jail. Okay, all right. We believe in you know, rehabilitation of our prisoners. We do. But has he been rehabilitated? Well, I hope so. I hope so. But he's over here being the henchman, allegedly, according to what's her name, who wrote that book that's now a PDF on Amazon, who wrote the book about Phaedra and Apollo. She over here. Come on, Crystal says Legion is no Apollo. At least Legion didn't go to jail. Oh, a prison. That we know of. No, didn't he go to jail? Did he have a record? I can't remember. That was a 50-part situation. I can't remember all the details. What are we talking about, people? If you're just joining us, I promise you, this is our Married to Medicine recap. All right? Swolestin says, we just playing camp. No, you're playing. But he's good. Again, you're playing. Everybody else in here is dead serious. Look, Danny says, prison bay needs love, too. Danny, no. Not you too, Danny. Not you too. Okay. Look, NYC MP says rehabilitation. Ask his new wife. Legion did go to jail, right? Oh, damn. He did go to jail. I knew there was a part of that story. Damn it. Damn. He pretended to be a police officer. I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember all the details of the Risa Tisa story coming to a theater near you. All right. Okay. Welcome back. All right. For those that are just joining us, I apologize. Before we continue for our Married to Medicine recap, I do want to thank our sponsor of today's live show. Shout out to our friends over at BetterHelp. All right. Speaking of red flags, sometimes you need to talk to a therapist to figure out some red flags. Okay. Look, I've tried out BetterHelp. I told you I've been very proactive when it comes to not just my physical health, but my mental health as well. And I've loved speaking with my therapist, even though I don't necessarily 100% need it. Sometimes it's good. I was saying this the other day, a few weeks ago, that I had thought to myself, I wanted something to complain about. And I was going to go on social media and complain about it. And I said, you know what? I don't have to go on social media because you just never know what social media is going to say back to you. I said, I can go to my therapist. That's why that therapist is there. So that's exactly what I did with my BetterHelp therapist. So if you were thinking about starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And keep this in mind, you can change your therapist at any time at no additional cost. So learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. All right. Visit BetterHelp.com/Kempire today to get 10% off of your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Kempire. More information will be available in the description. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's show. And be sure to let me know you don't have to let me know. It's your personal business. Okay. But, you know, look, therapy's great. Okay. Anyways, let's get into this. So Apollo comes out. Everyone's just like, Apollo's here. Phaedra explains why she decided to bring Apollo. Toya emphasizes like she wasn't joking and she wasn't laughing when she talked about Apollo. She simply asked a question. And she said Phaedra would act defensive anytime a question about Apollo or her personal life would come up. Dr. Heavenly said the same thing. At one point, Phaedra went to the executives to complain about Heavenly asking about what happened on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Again, look, I love Phaedra on The Traitors because we didn't have to talk about her personal life. We weren't interested in her personal life. But when she was on Ultimate Girls Trip, when she was on Atlanta, when she was on this show, she refused to give up her personal life. Girl, do you know what you signed up for? And even if she didn't want to give up her personal life and she just wanted to be an antagonist this season, she didn't even do that. She didn't even do that. Like, she wasn't interesting or good on Married to Medicine at all. I'm not looking forward to Phaedra coming back next season. I'm just going to say that. If I felt like Phaedra really brought it this season and I thought she was a good fit for the group, I would tell you guys. I don't care about everything else that can be said of Phaedra. Yeah, I do. But you get what I'm saying. If I felt like she was good for the show, I'm like, she's good for the show. She brought a lot. She fit in well with the group. I don't think so. Teresa says, smart move by Phaedra bringing Apollo to shut those broads up. Kia says, team Phaedra. You know what? Which is fine, but you know what I say to that. Be team you. Candace, thank you so much for the super chat. Candace says, the universe doesn't want Married to Medicine to be great. First the TikTok and now the mute. For those that don't even get it, yes. They set me up, Married to Medicine. They set me up. Thank you, Candace, for the super chat. Sophia, thank you so much for the super chat. Sophia says, yay, my first live. Love from the London, UK. Sophia, thank you so much for being here. Shout out to our London folks. London folks. If you're in the live chat or in the replay crew, let me know some venues in London. I'm just trying to map out Campari After Dark for when we come and bring the show there to London. So I'm looking forward to that. So stay tuned. Thank you so much, Sophia, for the super chat. Rahina, thank you so much for the super chat. Rahina says, Campari, some of us don't want him. No, thank you. Honestly, I don't want him either. He doesn't play for my team. So, like, honestly, like, yes, he's good looking, but my loins ain't burning for Apollo, especially, because of the, like, I would hide my wallet and any personal identification information. Like, he wouldn't even be welcome into my home. I'm sorry. I'm being honest. I'm just saying, look. I say all that to say, Paige says, thanks Paige for the super chat. Paige says, Phaedra will never give much of anything, but fix it, Jesus, so she should go. And that's cute on a competition show. But when we were talking about a reality show about your life, it's boring. It's boring. I say all that to say. So Apollo talks more about how impeccable their relationship is now. Phaedra says that she has no relationship with his new wife. Neither does he. He didn't say that, though. And she says she's not interested in a relationship with the new wife. It should be noted, I remember there were allegations. You guys reminded me when we did a recent story on Apollo cheating, was that his new wife actually was the side piece, allegedly, when he was still married to Phaedra. So this might be part of the reason why she's not interested in a relationship with her. And she's like, I don't need to have a relationship with her. I mean, you kind of do because she'll be around your kids, but okay. So they talk a little bit about that. Apollo reminds us that he was in prison for 5 years. Of course, they ask about his relationship with Todd. So you remember from that season, I don't remember all the details, but basically there were issues. And this is where the issues between Candy and Phaedra really kind of started. And their friendship was just never the same. Because it felt like Candy and Todd chose Apollo over her. At one point, Candy and Todd were holding Apollo's things in their garage. All right. So Andy asked about their relationship. And Apollo says something interesting. And I don't know if you guys paid attention to Phaedra's body language when he was saying it. It felt like she might as well could have been just repeating the words because she fished this to him. Apparently, Apollo saw Todd recently and Todd apologized to him for what played out during that season and how things were done for a storyline. Sir, look, Apollo, I know you guys think Apollo is cute, but Apollo has no credibility at all. Apollo has been caught out in multiple lies. Do I believe Apollo when he says he ran into Todd and Todd apologized to him for a storyline? I don't know if I believe that. I'll wait for Candy to do a speak on it. Candy, don't do a speak on it. It's just not worth it. Like, even when I saw the story and people were talking about it, I was like, I don't care. Or like, why are you here, Apollo? Let's focus on your relationship with Phaedra. Okay, so they talk about that. Look, then they talk about Joe Giudice because apparently Joe Giudice and Apollo were in the same prison. together. That's when we found out that Apollo says, I saw him, but then I was in the shoe for 90 days. And when I came out, he had his own group, and then I have my own group. Okay. You both were in prison. You should be so proud. But I get it. Andy wanted to... Look, I have to say, Andy really enjoys doing Married to Medicine as a reunion, probably because he has no stake in the cast. He's not a producer. I think he generally likes this group of women more so than, like, the Real Housewives. You could just tell from the way that he seems to have more fun. Even with Dr. Simone screaming in his ear. He seems to have more of an enjoyable time hosting that reunion. The same with, like, the Traitors, too. You can see he probably enjoys it a little bit more. I still think they should do a different... like, why is Andy hosting everything on Bravo? The budget can't be that tight. And I know y'all not paying him chump change. Okay? Anyways, let me say thank you. We had a couple more super chats. SD Mac, thank you so much for the super chat. SD says, did you see Dr. G say he has access to her bag too? Prenups go both ways. Watch out, sweetie. He's going to have access to the money. Yes, I did see that. I did see that. I don't think sweetie has that much money, though. Look, she's got a good government job, but I don't think she's got, like, money to be like, oh, I'm going to steal from you. I'm sure he still probably makes more than she does. Maybe not by much. I'm sure she's going to be fine. They're both going to be fine. Okay. Dr. Payne, thank you so much for the super chat. Dr. Payne says, word here on the Wilton Manor streets, Apollo does play for your team on occasion. A patient have me alternative facts months ago. Well, gay for pay? Look. I mean, there are folks out there. Look, we could talk, but this is not the place. Remember, next time you see me at Kempire After Dark and we can talk. I feel like we can't talk about that here. But all right. Boss RN, thank you so much for the super chat. Boss says, crazy how Apollo came in and 5 minutes discussed him and Todd, yet Phaedra couldn't discuss Candy the entire season. She must go. Facts upon facts. Facts upon facts. But I believe that Apollo was told to talk about this. And I wouldn't be surprised if she used Apollo to say it. To be honest with you. Because I never thought Apollo had any sort of bad blood with Candy and Todd. So that really came out of left field. Joe, thank you so much for the super chat. Joe says, his honorable Duke Joe Mendoza here. London venue recommendation. Can you email, DM this to me, please? Because I'm not going to remember this here. But thank you for the super chat. We appreciate it. So these are good recommendations. Barbican Center, Royal Festival Hall, the Old Vic Roadhouse. Wait, not the O2 Arena? I'm playing. I'm kidding. Thank you, Joe. All right. Back to my notes. So Apollo talks about that. What else did Apollo talk about? Oh, Cecil. Cecil explains what he meant by Dr. G leveling up. Because he made a comment about Dr. G leveling up with Sweet T. But he apologizes to Quad because he said he loves Quad. He didn't mean it that way. He just felt like Sweet T had brought him back to life. And he was in this new relationship and things like that. So I appreciate Cecil's apology. Has Cecil been messy before and said comments like that? Yes. Do I think he was being messy here? Maybe. Look, maybe. But okay. All right. Quad also made a comment, as you guys know. And we have not gotten to the bottom as to why Quad was taking shots at Sweet T. So on Watch What Happens Live, she made a comment about Sweet T being a better fit for Dr. Gregory because she can be easily influenced by him. So Sweet T tells her, like, that's not a fair comment because you don't know me. Look, Dr. Heavenly, pull up. Dr. Heavenly, you said that Sweet T is not going to fare well in this reunion. I think Sweet T fared pretty damn well based off of the edit. I understand it's an edited show, but based off the edit, I have to say she did pretty damn well. And she will be coming back next season. And I don't mind the fact that Sweet T's coming back next season. She gave us things to laugh about. She couldn't help but be herself, which I appreciate. And Sweet T, do not change your body to be fit in with these women. Unless it's something you want to do. I didn't like that during the season with Dr. Heavenly saying things like that about her body. And I just didn't get where Quad was coming from, coming for Sweet Tea. Sweet Tea had been said nothing about Quad, derogatory. And she was making all these, like, digs at Sweet Tea. Do you want to be back with Dr. Gregory? I don't think so. Come on. Come on, Quad. Quad. All right. Anyways, so Dr. Gregory responds to the $4,000 a month. Okay. So Dr. Gregory says that when he was dating or went on a date, who knows at this point, went on a date with Phaedra. She says, you know, I spend like $4,000 a month on my lifestyle and things like that. And anyone that's going to be with me is going to be able, is going to have to be able to provide that. So he says that's how he took what she said. So everyone was like, so that's not her asking you for $4,000 a month. Well, we also know that Phaedra's slick. And Quad on Watch What Happens Live said that, yes, she believes that Phaedra did ask him for $4,000 a month. But why was Apollo chiming in? Because we know Apollo, okay, well, maybe Apollo did when he was stealing from everybody named Mama to create this lifestyle. Because we, look, where did Apollo says that he was able to meet all of Phaedra's needs and more. Okay, Apollo. So Apollo was able to provide her for with $4K a month, even if it wasn't legitimate money. Okay. Dr. Gregory, you just don't help yourself, though, because every time he opens his mouth, he puts his foot in it and it comes off creepy and cringy. That's the only thing with Dr. Gregory I just can't roll with. Like, I believe Phaedra asked him for $4,000 a month, and she probably thought she could get it from him because she could tell that he was enamored. But why did it feel like he's still enamored by Phaedra? Anyone else? Why does it feel like he's like, you know what I mean? Like, he's still like, oh, well, who knows what it could have been if I had lied and you know, we might be this. Your poor wife is sitting here listening to this. Poor wife is listening to this. So Apollo says that Phaedra gave Greg her financial layout and what she expected. Not her financial layout. Are these the terms that you were using, Apollo, when you were stealing from folks? Just asking. I can look. Looking at Apollo and the way he navigated this conversation, it let me know. I was like, oh, this is what you do. Like, you're charismatic. Like, this is why you were able to get away with what you got away with. Twice. Look, twice. I'm just here to remind the folks of you that are so enamored by Apollo and his looks. I'm just going to keep reminding you what this man did. Twice. Dr. Gregory is not the most reliable resource. But here's the thing with Dr. Gregory. He can't help but tell the truth, even if it makes him look bad. Even if it makes him look bad. But we got to keep in mind, his ex-wife, who doesn't really love him, said on Watch What Happens Live last night that she believes Dr. Gregory. She doesn't believe Phaedra. Phaedra's very good with her words, okay? She even asked him, like, well, let's clear this up. Nothing romantic happened between you and I. I don't believe anything serious happened between Dr. Gregory and Phaedra. I do believe they went on a date or two. I don't know why this even became anything. You should be grateful, Phaedra, because if anything, it gave you relevance in this reunion. Because other than that, what else would we be talking about in regards to Phaedra? What would we be talking about? Exactly. Oh, Sherry, why you got to say it like that? Sherry says, Dr. G is the man no one, you mean the boy, that no one wanted in school. Well, when they flash back to the old photos of Dr. Gregory, thank God he grew out that beard and it's now all pepper and gray. He looks so much better. I mean, that voice and that personality is not going to help. let me stop talking about Sweet Tea's man before she come get me. He'd be like, Campfire. Aww. Yeah, Dina says that Gregory said basically she said she set her expectations. But knowing Phaedra, he probably read between the lines and was like, oh, she wants me to take care of her. But then I thought to myself, I was like, well, did she expect the same of Apollo? And is that the reason why Apollo went and stole and did that? And, Look. L. Singleton, thank you so much. Now, she says, Kemp, Phaedra knew Apollo engaged in illegal activities in order to have her $4K a month. Okay? U.S. attorneys are natural detectives. We are trained. Oh, you are a U.S. attorney, L. Singleton? We are trained to find the lie. The hairline got to go. You know, someone asked me if I wanted to do something like that. I said, no. I said, no. I'd much rather go to Turkey and get a real hair. You know what I mean? So I can come over here. And so I whip my hair back and forth. Look, if I'm going to get hair, I'm going all the way. Okay? All the way. But no shade to anyone. Your body, your choice. If you want to get a fake hairline, I don't understand it, but okay. But if I'm going to do it, I'm going to get a full-on braid. I'm going to get a full-on braid. All right? So I can whip my hair back and forth. Whip my hair back and forth. I am a fool. Come on. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Deborah says, you haven't stopped talking about Phaedra since the live started. Well, that's because we're talking about Apollo, and we can't help it. And we can't help what they focused on in the first part of the reunion. Just saying. She's lucky that we even remember that she was here. Luckily, she brought Apollo. Anyways. Thank you guys so much for the super chats. We appreciate the support, but you can also support the channel just by liking the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting, and that allows for you to discover other content creators that are covering similar topics. As you know, we don't just talk about reality TV here. We talk about everything in pop culture, and that's what we will be doing tomorrow during our Tuesday takeover. So be sure to subscribe and turn on your notifications. SD, thank you so much for another super chat. SD says, talking money made from being on this platform, platform La Quad. Thank you so much for the super chat. Glenessa, thank you so much for the super chat. Glenessa says, Candy may have a cease and desist against Phaedra. So if she speaks on her in any way, there can be repercussions. We all know that Candy stands on business. Well, might be. We don't know what happened behind the scenes because Bravo probably took those accusations pretty damn seriously for Phaedra to be excommunicated from the network for years. She just made a return these last couple of years. So this went all the way down to the executive network level. Thank you so much for the super chat, SD Mac. SD says, G is a goofball and was clearly open for Phaedra. Yeah, like he's still open for Phaedra, which is weird. Love Calm Peace, thank you so much for the super chat. Love Calm says, again, why was he there? He brought nothing like her. He really didn't. He didn't, like, I really thought maybe there was going to be more to what he would bring, but they just wanted to have an RHOA moment. They wanted to bring him out there so we could talk, but nothing. We got nothing. Phaedra brings nothing to this show. If we're talking about 10 years of Married to Medicine, let's focus on the 10 years of everything that they've gone through. Phaedra wants to sit here, like, oh, these folks are about friendships and they're marriage positive, blah, 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 blah. Girl, don't sit here and act like you weren't part of the problem over at RHOA too. Like you were so much marriage positive too. Stop. SD, thank you so much for another super chat. SD says, Dr. G and Eugene are both nerds who chase after hot chicks. Quad used to date, allegedly. Well, not allegedly, I guess, right? Mm. Damn. So those are the women he wants. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. You guys are so extra tonight. Guys, if you had to rate the season finale, the final episode of the Married to Medicine reunion from 1 to 10, how would you rate it? All right. Foxy says, I'd like a Phaedra on Married to Medicine.
Okay.
Shady Katie says, Dr. G is creepy. Miss T says, wrong show for Phaedra. SD says, I don't care for Sweet T. I don't like fans who turn into cast members, giving me Rena vibes. Going after Heavenly is sure way to get scenes. Let's see if Heavenly will continue the beef. Do you think that she was going after Heavenly to get scenes? I don't think so. Remember, Heavenly went after her. Heavenly went after her first. And then they continued to drag her on social media, like in a bad way. Talking about her infertility issues and things like that. Like, they went after that woman. No matter how, we made our jokes and things like that about Sweet T, but that's what we do here. Look, that's what we do here. Okay, Essie says that she admitted, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Look, I don't believe it. All right, anyways. Let me focus because we still have a lot more to go through. I'm going to skip around. All right. So Eugene says that he is a winner and that it was even hard for him to lose weight because of how much of a winner he is. That was funny. That was a cute little moment. Toya says that Eugene lied and said that he was a nurse when they first met. We found out about that. Eugene then steps up. You know how we always say hashtag free Dr. Eugene, hashtag surviving Toya. Tacky Toya. Sorry, Tacky Toya. He says that he knows what he signed up for. He knew what he was getting into. He says, I like this. We know. We've been saying that. Clearly you like this. You like what she says on the show about you. But I said this season. I'm going to say it again as we wrap up this season. I feel, wait until Toya sees that her sons are being treated the same way that she treats Dr. Eugene, and she's going to view them very differently because those are her boys. Watch. Look, watch. It's going to be a little bit different. I think Toya will have some self-reflection, or maybe she won't have self-reflection. She's going to completely not see the correlation, but I do. I already can tell you, when those boys start dating and they get married, they're going to marry someone very much like their mama, and their mama is not going to like it. All right? They're not going to like it. But we know Dr. Eugene. I know people say hashtag free Dr. Eugene, but you like it. You're a masochist. No, you signed up for it. You know what you signed up for. All right. Andy asks Dr. Gregory how he's feeling in regards to being around Quad, because there were some questions that he might be uncomfortable. And he says that he's good. He's good. Quad brings up the fact that she says that Greg knew that she was on the show. So it was a conscious decision for him to come back this season. And I was like, that's a valid point. That was a valid point. He knew that she possibly was going to be on the show, even though it was up in the air. You know, she didn't sign her contract on time like everyone else. Okay. So Quad does apologize to Eugene for the accusations from last season. You know, the damning accusations about them knowing about Anila's burglaries and all kinds of things. She apologized to his face, and he accepted it, which was nice. So they show the scene where Phaedra says maybe her marriage would have been saved if she was around this group. So Apollo reacts to that. And let's be honest, Apollo, there was no, Phaedra was not going to ride with you while you were sitting in prison. She was not going to ride for you. Okay. Let's be honest. I'll ask the audience. Do you think that Phaedra would have rode for Apollo while he sat in prison? Do you think that she would have? I don't think so. I definitely don't think so. But maybe you'd think something different. So Heavenly and Simone discuss the Hilton Head trip. All right. And Heavenly says before she tries to calm Simone down, she wanted to emphasize that she didn't believe that Dr. Simone was doing this on purpose, going to Hilton Head. She did point out that she felt like Jackie should speak up more. And we all agree with that. All right. Simone says that she doesn't want to have this conversation with Heavenly. Her friend, Dr. Jackie, is her friend since like the late 90s. They've known each other for like 30 years. She says, no one's going to tell me anything about my friendship with Dr. Jackie. And she also points out a very important detail here. And we've been saying it, that Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone's friendship has not been the same since they had that falling out a couple of seasons ago. Their friendship has not been the same, especially because of how close Dr. Jackie has gotten with Heavenly. They have given us these little scenes and things like that. I think that they remain friendly. I don't think that Dr. Jackie and Dr. Simone are as close as they used to be. All right? So Simone does say that her relationship with Heavenly is hindering her relationship with Dr. Jackie. And I believe it. Alicia chimed in. Good for you, Dr. Alicia. Dr. Alicia chimed in and she was just like, well, why didn't you just change the trip? Dr. Simone, it was too late to change the trip. It was too late to change the trip. Okay? It was too late to change the trip. We know the producers could have changed that trip. They could have went to Disney World. You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe not Disney World, but you get what I'm saying. All right. But Jillian says, and it's Dr. Jackie's fault. Miranda says, I don't like Heavenly being Dr. Jackie's mouthpiece. And everyone sees it, including Dr. Simone. And this is why Dr. Simone made an emphasis to Dr. Jackie that this is hindering our relationship. All right. So Curtis, oh God, Phaedra did promise that she's going to do an international trip for them next year. Phaedra, the Dominican Republic, yeah. Just saying. Okay, don't be surprised. They go to the Dominican Republic next year. You already know Curtis is going to throw a fit. All right, you know he's going to throw a fit. So Curtis, every time he talks about this affair, he sugarcoats it. He makes it about them as a couple as opposed to him taking ownership. Does anyone else notice that? It's always we. And did this affair, was it over 7 years ago? I know the pandemic happened and sometimes the years fall in between. Was it really 7 years ago that this affair happened? The show has only been on for 10 seasons. I don't recall this happening in season 3 or season 4. I'm just asking. I could have Google schmoogled the articles on Curtis cheating on Dr. Jackie at Hilton Head, but I didn't because I didn't care because I knew you guys would Google schmoogle it for me. Was it 7 years ago? That would make it 2017. Maybe it was. April said a walking tour by Curtis. I can't stand y'all. All right. So every time he talks about the affair and, of course, this is being their season 10, they're rehashing and they're showing a lot of the old clips from over the season, some of the amazing moments from Married to Medicine. For those that haven't watched Married to Medicine, you just started watching or you just watched my recaps, it's worth going back and watching especially season 1 through 8. Especially season 1 through 8 were fantastic. Someone said special guest Ray and Karen Huger to the DR trip. I can't stand y'all. Oh, my goodness. Oh, exactly. Hey, Delsenia. Delsenia says, Delsenia's been first of all, you've been a member a very long time, but you've been around a long time with us. I just had a little bit of like a flashback of Delsenia calling in. Delsenia says, yes, Curtis definitely tries to always minimize what took place. Yeah, and I feel like he always makes it about we and this. Okay, see, DB says it would be 5 years ago. NYCMP says it was season 5. So he just added a few years, I guess, to make it seem like it's a really, really long time ago. Okay, Curtis. And we talked about this during the Hilton Head trip. How he made this about him instead of about how he made Dr. Jackie feel. You cheated on her. And I get it. In a relationship, there were problems and she wasn't addressing those problems. But you decided instead of ending the relationship or at least saying, we need to fix this or I'm leaving. You decided to cheat on her with some lady and brought her to Hilton Head to get some of you. Just saying. Okay. Let me open up my notes. Okay. So what else did I want to talk about the scene? Sweet Tea talks about why she didn't feel like she had to empathize with Dr. Jackie and Hilton Head. And I get it. Literally, though, y'all, that when she says F you to Dr. Jackie, you know, we watched the edited version. However, if you watch the extended and uncensored version on Peacock, you get to hear Sweet Tea say F you to Dr. Jackie. It's something to hear. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I actually heard a curse. It was good. It was good. Okay. Blunts with Beezy. Season 5 aired from late 2017 to early 2018. That was the season. Oh, so it is about almost 7 years. Almost 7 years. Okay, so I guess he wanted a roundup. Oh. Jasmine says 5 year affair, but 5 year exposed. Y'all are a mess. Can y'all behave yourselves? Guys, we have over 1,400 people watching. Shout out to everyone that's watching here on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Twitter. And those of you watching on Facebook. Did I say that face? I said Facebook. Shout out to everyone watching on Twitch and Twitter. We appreciate you guys here for our Married to Medicine recap. All right, let's move on because I'm getting hungry. Look, I'm getting hungry. It's Monday. Look, a lot of things happening. All right. All right. So Toya talks about Kima and Alicia's relationship. And I don't think there's anything wrong with what Toya said about their relationship. I think Toya is more concerned that Dr. Alicia isn't on the same page with Kima, despite what she says. Because she also says, oh, he was just joking. And she downplays it. So I think what Toya is saying is that she feels as if this is more Kima directing the situation more so than it's a mutual decision between Kima and Alicia. But Alicia says that it is. And she says that she, bring Alicia, Dr. Alicia back. All right, bring Dr. Alicia back because Dr. Alicia is ready for the smoke. She's ready for the smoke and she's giving it to Toya. So she says, when you're talking about her relationship, she says, well, I've never complained about my husband's penis. And then I said to myself, well, Dr. Alicia, come on, show up at this reunion. Bring them all back. Bring them all back. Bring them all back, including the Cheshire Cat. Where's the Cheshire Cat? Where is he? Come on. Woo, woo, woo. I still want to bring Audra and her husband back, but based off of the interviews that she recently did, I don't think she's going to come back. But I would love to see Audra and her husband come back. They needed a fair shot. Bring them back if they want to come back. So she says that. And then Eugene jokes. He said, I'm going to pull it out. I'm going to whip it out. And then Andy's like, come on, Eugene. I mean, she brings up a valid point. Look, I believe that Dr. Alicia and Dr. Kima are very similar to Toya and Eugene, but they're just very different on the spectrum. I think that Kima and Alicia's relationship is very like old school, traditional, barbaric, but it works for them allegedly. And I feel like there's a very different, like some people wouldn't want Dr. Eugene and Toya's relationship either. I don't want either one because it all involves heterosexuality. Oh God. I'm just saying. Anyways. Oh, Jane says, y'all only want Alicia back because she came at Toya. The hate that Toya gets is so weird. That's not why I want Dr. Alicia back. I felt like Dr. Alicia actually showed up at this reunion willing to speak up. As someone that's just considered sort of like a friend of the show or a guest of the show, that wasn't the only time that she spoke up since she had been out there. She even went up against Dr. Simone. That's why I personally would like to see Dr. Alicia at least get a second chance. Because to be honest with you, the first part of the season, we were like, beautiful gowns. Because we got nothing from her. But then they started talking more about the... what do you call it? Her relationship. I'm like, You know what I mean? I'm like, I don't, I honestly don't, I wasn't even interested in their marriage situation, to be honest. But look, Billy Jones says, I like Dr. Alicia, Dr. Kima, not so much. I don't know if he even believes half of what he says. I still don't know if I believe that. Okay. Exactly. DB says she did more than Phaedra, right? At this reunion alone. But apparently her and Phaedra got along really well. She did mention that. Lorraine says, Kempire, I just looked, but when Paula went to jail for the first time, it was 2004. So the timeline was probably shared with Dr. G. He said he dated Phaedra in 2002. Oh, Lorraine, not you. Ooh, not the overlap, possibly. Ooh, okay. All right. Miss Bernice, thank you so much for the super chat. Miss Bernice says, y'all know Phaedra and Paulo are the Bonnie and Clyde of Bravo. She won a roughneck. You know what, Miss Bernice, stop. Stop it. Love Calm Peace, thank you so much for the super chat. Love Calm says, like Candy said, she was waiting on Apollo to go to jail. Oh, I forgot about that, Love Calm Peace. Candy did say that. Pete, thank you so much for the super chat. Pete says, did you see Eugene and Cecil? No, I did not. I did not see it. A lot of you said that you saw it and you thought it was good. You will report back. Okay. Can we talk about quiet on set tomorrow, Kempire? What do you mean about quiet on set? What's that? What do you mean, Miyata? What is that? What is that? Let me know. I don't know what that is. Okay. Mm-mm, not the overlap. A mess. Logan says, I was wondering if there were any crossover. Well, our watchers are good diggers, okay? Miss Esquire says, that would help explain why Phaedra was so insistent that it wasn't romantic. Aha! There we go. Why she's downplaying it. Huh. Oh, what network is it on? Thank you, Nyla. Nyla says it's a documentary about child stars being abused. Wow. Oh, it's did I just see? I saw a headline about one of the stars talking about working for Nickelodeon. Oh, thank you so much. Shabri says that It's Quiet on Set is a new HBO documentary exposing Nickelodeon. Ooh. I'm going to have to check that out. I don't know if I have time between now and tomorrow for Tuesday Takeover, but I will get into it. I'll get into it when I get the chance. Look, when I have a chance. Thank you so much, Samara, for the super chat. Samara says that Quad said Phaedra was benched by Candy for 5 seasons. Yes, when they were going, Quad said that on social media. She's been very active since this reunion. Okay, she's been very active. Okay. All right, y'all, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap, our final recap, though, for season 10 of Married to Medicine. Don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast, and you can listen to our audio and some special episodes available on the Kempire podcast as well. More information will be available in the description. And for those that are watching this, you can see that scrolling under me is the Kempire After Dark upcoming shows. We're going to be in Boston in May. We will be in Nashville and Atlanta in July. And then we will be coming to Seattle in August. More dates will be announced very soon. So stay tuned for that. Stephanie says, I like Phaedra on the show. Okay. Can you tell me why though? And thank you so much, Lorraine. Lorraine, you're doing the Google Schmoogle today. I appreciate it. Lorraine reminds us the Angela Stanton book said Phaedra was working with them. So she was with Apollo. I told you can get that PDF on Amazon. Just saying. Miss Esquire says, I try to give Dr. Kima grace because he is from a different culture, but that doesn't make his view less patriarchal. I love the men calling him out about it. I mean, I guess he really does believe that stuff, huh? Okay. All right. What else was said? Look, what else was said in this situation? Oh, let's talk about Dr. Alicia making... Okay, Dr. Alicia, this is where you lost me. Dr. Alicia wants us to believe... She is an oral specialist. Her husband's an oral surgeon. So, because the conversation about them having orals of a situation, a professional, the reason why that they don't do it, even though she said in the confessional he could do it more, so which makes me believe that he's done it. She's saying that we understand the trauma that happens to the mouth when you do something like that. I said, whoa, are we? That is a good backpedal, but we don't believe it. Who believes that? I believe they came up with that as an excuse because they knew that became a big conversation during the season. She said, we are both oral. I wish Dr. Heavenly would have chimed in. So take your time. And mind you, if you're worried about the trauma done to the mouth, maybe that person's just not doing it right. Dr. Alicia, really? I mean, if anything, there's more trauma happening to your mouth than to his. So he could get down there more often. Look, right? Look, I don't know. I don't know about that. But girl, if there's trauma happening, that means he's... Look, let's be honest. Can we have... Oh, God. This is why I love Kempire After Dark, because we can really talk. I will say this, though. There are some men out there that would be jamming it. Come on. No, stop. That's too forceful. All right, let's move on, because if we don't, they're going to take me down from here. Just be jamming it in. Like, stop. Slow down. Like, slow down. And then there's the folks with the teeth. Oh, God. Oh, God.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
Philly Joe says Dr. Alicia has a small esophagus. Teresa says, Kempire, you are her best. I'm done. All right. I'm done. We'll talk more about this. Pete says, this is a family show, Kempire. Settle down. Kids do watch this. So, okay, but they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. This is your fault. This is your fault. All right. Calfon says, whoa. I can't wait to the next Kempire After Dark because I have a lot to say. Boston, remind me. You guys really remembered in Philly. They were like, Kempire, you got to tell us this story. I was like, wow. All right. Let me focus. All right. Can we move on? Sunny, thank you so much for the super chat. Sunny says, Kempire. Oh, wait. There we go. Kempire, as a birthday gift to me, can you please do your imitation of Sweet Tea? I'm that just beats all of. Wait, I don't know what you meant by that. Okay, what do you mean? This look good. This look nice. I just want a little bit of the money. Sweet Tea, it's in all fun. All good fun, okay? All right, Sweet Tea. I'm sure you got your contract and you will be coming back. All right. You guys are a mess. Okay, moving on. All right, let me first, before we even get into this, replay crew, be sure to let us know your thoughts on Married to Medicine. For those that are listening to the audio of this, please understand we do not include the caller, so feel free to subscribe to us on YouTube as well. All right. I'm going to drop the calling for our members first on YouTube on the community tab. So let me do that now before I finish out the rest of my recap of Married to Medicine. How would you guys rate the season overall of Married to Medicine? Did you guys enjoy the season? I feel like for the most part, I enjoyed the season. It was definitely better Definitely better than Real Housewives of Potomac, to be honest with you, as a season. But it wasn't their best season. They've had some really good seasons. That's why I said watch seasons 1 through 8, even 9. It got a little dark in 9, but yeah, watch those seasons. I don't know about this this season, though. I don't know about this season. But okay. All right, what else did I want to say? Okay, so this is where Sweet Tea brings up Heavenly being her patient. And she's like, I never said anything about your dental records. Oh, okay. Okay. Quad also opens up about how hard it was to see what she went through with Dr. Gregory, but also also mentioned that she, seeing how close she used to be with the ladies, and to see that was almost lost. Girl, so Quad feels like she's already back in there with the crew. Because she's went on her apology tour in part one and part two. She feels like she's in there with the crew. And she is, because Dr. Simone at the end says she wants to really work on this relationship. And I'm like, I'm surprised. Well, I mean, I think that's great for Quad. Let's be honest, that's wonderful for Quad. Because really, people thought that it was done for Quad, that Quad was not coming back next season. All right. So, Sweet Tea says that she isn't sure about her future with Heavenly. She says Heavenly's tweets and disrespect over the past couple of months were just too much. She also brings up the fact that she was Heavenly's patient. Heavenly says she ain't released any of her dental records. Heavenly then said, here's the thing. Heavenly can get really nasty and aggressive with Sweet Tea. But I will say this. She really turned that very harsh, dark moment into something funny. And because they're talking about fighting, she was like, well, you know what? Dr. Jackie's going to get you for me. And Dr. Jackie's just like, what? I have to say, it was like the funniest moment from this reunion. I was like, okay, Dr. Heavenly, this is why we need you here. Because you could have literally turned this situation into a back and forth with Sweet Tea. But you caught us all off guard by making a joke that Dr. Jackie, who isn't going to do that for you, was going to do that. All right. This is where Phaedra jokes about the next trip that she's going to plan it, and it's going to be international. Okay, girl. Okay, girl. Sweet Tea does open about being tested by the group throughout the season. She brings up that it made her feel that she felt a way about Toya and Phaedra talking about her not having a butt at the during the wedding dress, you know, not rehearsal, but fitting. Because a lot of fans thought that it was hateful of them. Like, this is her wedding. Like, that's supposed to be, like, a really special moment. She didn't have her family with her to do it. And they could have really made it special, but they made it about jokes, talking about how she doesn't have a butt and things like that. And even when she tells them that how it made her feel, they still double down on it. She's like, well, she doesn't have a big butt. Okay, not everybody wants to have a big butt. Okay. Anyways. Exactly. Logan says Dr. Jackie was like, who, me? Dr. Jackie ain't gonna do anything. Dr. Heavenly, she's not gonna do anything. So they talk about that. So one person wrote in about, because, you know, they were talking about the different surgeries that the ladies have had, based off a comment that Sweet Tea made about the ladies. And someone mentions about Quad's fake booty. And Quad denies having her butt done. She says, this body is by Jesus. I never really thought that Quad had her butt done. Do you guys think that she had her butt done? I haven't seen any old pictures. I can't. Look, I think people just assume nowadays. I don't know. You guys will let me know. Okay, you will let me know. So Phaedra also addresses during this reunion that her shady comment about Toya being... Remember from the funeral. You remember from the funeral. Okay, her comment about Toya being a tennis expert. Well, Phaedra says that she didn't really know too much about her then. And Toya was like, yeah, she didn't know that much about me then. Okay. I mean, it was very surprising and funny for the audience. I'll say that. Then they talk about Heavenly talking about Phaedra's home being like all over the place, and Phaedra says to Dr. Heavenly, well, you know, I've traveled a lot, and maybe that's part of the reason why Heavenly is, you know, doesn't understand the look. She said it was like transitional something. I was like, I've never heard of that, but okay, maybe some of you have. Maybe some of you have. Okay. What else did she talk about? Then she talked about Phaedra. She said, I haven't been in Heavenly's home, but I did see that curtain rod and how the curtains were sagging. I was like, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. None of their homes are actually homes that I would want to, you know, stay in. The only probably home that I think that looks nice, probably Dr. Jackie's. I'm trying to think of who else is on the show. Yeah, that's probably like the only house that I'm interested in. Philly Jones says that 10X expert had me on the floor. Like, it came out of nowhere. So when she said it during the funeral, we were like, what? Crystal says that Phaedra's shade to Heavenly was so funny. We probably need more of that next season. More of that back and forth, shady fun between them two. All right. So Heavenly says that she and Toya are in a good place despite all the issues that they've gone through. So they're summing up the reunion with, you know, everyone and their thoughts on where did we go from here. All right. Simone says that she hopes that that Quad heard what Phaedra said, that they're friends, and she wants to stay connected with the group. Look, Quad, you think you would have learned this a long time ago? We know that you don't like these women, but you want to be on the show. So if you want to be on the show, it doesn't hurt to send a text. And how you doing? Happy holidays. Let's do lunch. Just so that when you do start filming, it doesn't feel odd. This is why you sometimes see some of these housewives hanging out together. It's not because they're real friends. Some of them are, but some of them aren't. It's trying to kind of keep that dynamic natural for when they are filming. So it's very intentional. And it's not necessarily fake. It's intentional because it's a part of your job. The same way that you have to, you do those like team building events at work. This is what they're doing. Team building, staying connected. All right. Let me see what else everyone else said. Sweet Tea says that she appreciates what she can learn from the group because everyone's so different. Alicia says that Heavenly will always be a clown. Simone is always going to speak above a certain volume. And she also said that she liked that she connected with Phaedra. I will point out, though, Toya says that she felt like a lot of things during this reunion were brushed under the rug. You mean like the Dr. Jackie situation where y'all made Dr. Jackie into the victim? Okay. All right. SD Max says the Menendez brothers had female fans too. You're right. I almost forgot about that. All right. K-Baby reminds us that on Watch What Happens Live, Quad said she's been texting the group. All right. That's good. Do what you got to do to keep your job, Quad. Do what you got to do to keep your job, Quad. Okay. All right. Let's get to some callers so I can go get some dinner. Okay. Guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like this video. Be sure to share this video. And don't forget, more information on our sponsor, BetterHelp, is available in the description. Head on over to BetterHelp.com/Kempire to get the 10% off of your first month. All right. And of course, thank you to everyone that has been rating us on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. We're almost at 500 reviews on both platforms. If you haven't already, it's very quick and easy. Head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, subscribe, check out some of the episodes that you may have missed because we do special episodes that are podcast exclusives. The other day, we released our recap of Love & Marriage DC before it was even available here on YouTube or Facebook. So there's a reason to follow. There's a reason to follow. So shout out to those of you that do support and follow the podcast. And I will be doing special episodes that are podcast exclusives, like the Kempire After Dark, a live show, or our Philly show. Hopefully, we'll get the audio for that soon. We posted our DC show. You can also hear the New York City show there as well. But if you're a member, you can watch the DC show. Senior Royals can watch the DC show right now. All right. All right. Let me say thank you. Love, calm, peace. Thank you so much for the super chat. All trauma is not bad in regards to the oral trauma that Dr. Alicia was referring to. Not all trauma is bad. You're right. You're right. And sometimes it's worth it. And you said that he could do it a little bit more. You said that, Dr. Alicia. You said it. All right. Live chat, we have almost 1,500 of you watching on multiple, over 1,600 of you watching on multiple platforms. Don't forget to like the video. Don't forget to share the video. Don't forget to follow so you never miss out on anything. We will be live tomorrow at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 a.m. PST for our recap of the hottest topics of the week, 90 Day Fiancé, Below Deck. We'll talk a little bit about Love is Blind, the reunion. And what else did I want to talk about tomorrow? Oh, I want to talk about Black Cake. Oh, loved it. Loved it. Talk about it tomorrow. So stay tuned for a Tuesday Takeover. As you can hear from my voice is going, been talking all afternoon.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.